Okay, let me say this. First of all, the earth is not your home. The earth is not where humanity came from. We are not from earth. We are not human. The physical body that you call your own, the physical body that you have such really strong ties to, this physical body that you claim is just everything to you and don't touch me and don't do this and I feel that and I feel this, this is not your body. This is a vessel that you are currently using to be here on earth. So in turn, when I say that, I'm basically telling you humans or you spirits that are in human form to let go of the physical realm. Who cares about what's going on this earth? Now, don't get me wrong. I understand because we are here. You do have somewhat, emotions and feelings and things that you go through since you are here on this earth. It's normal to experience and feel certain things. I definitely understand that. But the bigger picture is this. The earth is not your home. You don't live here. When you transition, because we don't die, there is no such thing as death. So when you transition, you are not going to reincarnate back to the earth. You are going to the spiritual realm where you really come from, your real home, where there is no pain, no suffering, no crying, no nonsense, basically no bullshit, if you will. And I say that to say this. I understand when it comes to the illegal immigrants, at least I think I understand. I guess I can understand something like that. But I'll say this. America, United States, the country, this is not your place. This is not your home. Why do you care? It's literally like living in someone else's house and then complain about how they run their household. Why do you care? This is only temporarily. You're not going to be here forever. If you don't like how these people run their house, then move out into your own house. In other words, to say, move into your own reality and live how you see fit. Live your reality according to how you would live. That's what you should do. Who cares about these illegal aliens and what the president did and what he said and what he's not doing and what he's going to do and politics and governors and all this other crap? Really, who cares? Because in all actuality, you're not going to lose any sleep. You're not going to stop eating. You're not going to stop going to your job. You're not going to stop doing your everyday activity because of what some stupid president said or did or didn't say or didn't do. And that's just the facts. Now, I don't say this to be mean. I say this because it is what it is. We are spiritual beings. We are high frequency beings. This earth is not our home. So therefore, you shouldn't care about what goes on here. Because you are only here for one reason and one reason only. And that is to understand your purpose here, to understand why you have come back here, to learn a lesson that you imposed upon yourself, because there is no coincidence. There is no by chance. Everything happens for a reason. So you came back to the planet Earth for a reason. Whatever that reason may be, whatever that lesson may be, you came back here for a reason. So find out what your purpose is, fulfill your purpose, and go back to your real home, which is the spiritual aspect. Because we are not human. I don't say that to be funny or to tell a joke. I say that because that's exactly what it is. We are not human. We are spirits in a physical body. This physical vessel. We currently are residing on a third dimensional plane, which most of us who are awake would call it the Matrix. None of the stuff here is real. And to be honest with you, we are not even here. We are projected down here. We are holograms projected down here. So we're actually not even here. Nothing here is actually happening. Because according to sciences, according to the science, I should say, and metaphysics, when you observe a particle, it becomes matter, a solid object. But when you do not observe it, it is waves of energy. Meaning to say that technically it does not exist. So for the things that you do not physically view or see, is actually not happening. It's just waves of energy. Do you understand now? So, like I said, when it comes to this illegal immigrants thing, I totally understand and I get it and I feel for these people. And yeah, a lot of things that's done in this country, it's wrong. It's ugly and it's uncalled for. It's definitely unnecessary. But at the same time, this is not your home. And the things that you think that are happening are actually not happening. It's only in your reality because you are choosing to give energy to it. Because if you ignore it, then it won't be in your reality and therefore you will not experience it. People only experience things in their life which they are on the frequency of. If you are not on the frequency to experience certain things, then you will not experience it. For example, a lot of people tell me about police racism and racism in the world and all these horrible things going on. And I totally get it and I understand it. But I have never experienced racism in my entire 39 years of existence. Let me tell you why. Because I'm not on that frequency. I'm not on the frequency of cops being racist or other people being racist. That's why I have never experienced that. Because I'm not on that frequency. Because I don't care. And for the most part, I just don't care. Now, if you don't believe me, do some meditation, study some metaphysics, set up some quantum mechanics, ask some questions, do some research, and find out, and you'll see that everything I'm telling you is truth. We are not human. We are not even here on this earth. We are projected down here. This is a matrix, which means none of this shit here is real. This is the billionaire idealist, just sharing my opinion. And I'll leave these closing words with you. You create your own reality. You are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. So own your power, declare your greatness, and live your reality according to how you see fit. Good day.